time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there. This is Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. Our second theme, which we're doing more and more of, is healthy aging and everything to do with health, body, mind, spirit. At the beginning of the shows, we're going to give a small little touch of not only health and healing, but also some interesting things in the news with a different perspective. All right, we have two great guests today. Jeremy Stillman, who worked with Gary Noll's office for 4 years. He moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, and he is a certified hypnotherapist and a life coach. And our second guest will be Mike Petrocelli, certified national trainer on water ionized teacher. 9 years in, one of the first people involved heavily in the ionized field, and we're going to be talking about alkaline water, ionized water, water in general. And our first guest, Jeremy, will be talking about his time with Gary Noll and also hypnotherapy and life coaching. These are all areas that are important. This show is about education, the best information, the latest everything, things you don't hear anywhere else. And our goal is to make this one of the best shows in the world. I'm very excited because 2 weeks from today, and today, by the way, is Saturday, August 1st. Welcome to a new month. 2 weeks from now, we're going to have on Dr. Joyce Johnson, possibly even next week. Dr. Joyce Johnson is one of the best speakers, experts on health, especially aging. We're going to talk about telomeres. We're going to talk about longevity and how those two things work hand in hand, and how we can live longer. This is very, very, very important. This could be one of the best shows I've ever had. This woman's phenomenal, and we're going to hold the whole hour with her. Again, this show is always Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Progressive Radio Network, by the way, for those of you that don't know, is the best station in the world. One of the fastest growing, the best progressive show station. So many great, great, great speakers, and the archives are full of great, great shows. Now, tell your friends and for yourself, if you're not near a cell phone, you can call, if you're not near a laptop or computer, you can call the number I'm going to give you and hear the show on your phone, 323-770-1925. Wait a minute. That's my number. Getting ready. I got some stuff here in front of me, and I got mixed up here. By the way, that is my phone number, 323-770-1925. But if you want to hear the show on your phone, from your phone, any show on PRN, Progressive Radio Network, call the number I'm going to give you, which is area 712-432-7231. All right, here's a few headlines. And each show, we're going to try to, as much as possible, bring you on either headlines and latest information with comments, new perspective, and also health and healing. Today's mostly news clips. Here's one headline. Study ties sugary drinks to 25,000 U.S. drinks. We'll start with Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola. The drinks have so much sugar. Each bottle of Coca-Cola or any other has anywhere between 8 and 12 ounces of white granular sugar, the ugliest and worst kind of sugar you could have. And this is causing enormous problems with health. You don't want to drink sodas. Matter of fact, you don't want to drink from juices. Because if you read the labels carefully, look for anything with the letters OSE at the end of it, like fructose and other OSes. And you don't want that. Okay? So let's remember that. Here's another headline. Demand for luxury leads to slaughter. Lots of victims are being killed. Different types of animals are being killed for their pelts. This is endangering the animals. And in Chile, they kill them and they shear them. The country, Chile. All right? Next headline. $15 an hour is still poverty paycheck. People think, oh, this is great. In the next few years, gradually it's going to go up to $15 an hour for low-income people instead of $7, $8, or $9, which it's been. Not so true. $15 an hour gets you less than $20,000 a year. People cannot live the right way on that. It's still not enough. So we're working on that. These issues, by the way, I'm working on. The vaccines in California, there's a no on SB277, and that the fight is going on, even though it's a losing battle at this point. So much money coming in from the vaccine industries. Just like we lost the GMO battle in California, Washington, other states. We're winning other battles in other states, and we're going to win eventually. This another battle that's going to be won, vaccines. All right, let's get to our show. Our first guest, Jeremy Stillman. Jeremy worked for 4 years, and he's one of the people, I probably worked with him more than anyone else. He's done a number of duties with Gary Noll's office in New York City. He moved out here in the West Coast. But Jeremy is a certified hypnotist, and he's also a life coach. So we're going to talk about his time with Gary Noll. We're going to talk about his work as a hypnotist and also a life coach. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Great to be here.
Yes, you're wonderful, Jeremy. I had a great experience working with you in New York. And by the way, I let Gary know how good you were, because I've always worked with you on buying products and doing other things. And I know you had a lot of different titles at Gary's office. But first, tell our listeners about you and your background and your time in back east, and now you're out here. Please.
Sure. Well, to begin, I really got my foot in the door at Gary's by responding to one of his calls for employment on the radio show. I had been working in the time in Manhattan doing more administrative work for a healthcare company that was not so exciting, but I would tune in and listen to Gary most days, and I really liked what he had to say. So he was looking for someone to join his sales force to be selling his products. So I just walked in the office one afternoon. I met with Gary. He challenged me to write a little essay, a piece about my generation. And I am 29 now. At that point, I think I was 24 or 25 years old. But I set out to write a little bit of an essay. It was just a page or two long, describing what I think it was called a wake-up call to my generation, sort of pointing out some of the hypocrisy and some of the things that go on with my generation that, you know, we can improve on. So I think that it was, you know, me creating that little essay that helped, you know, Gary better understand I was, you know, on the same wavelength, and got my foot in the door. One thing led to another, and before too long, I was there as a salesperson helping Gary sell his products, but also I engaged in a number of other duties, like you said, doing research and doing some work with our wholesalers. Helping in the, you know, formulation of different products, doing editing on Gary's books, and digging up information for his documentaries, and the list goes on. But it was, you know, a great ride, a great time I spent with Gary, working with him and his team. But at the same time, I was inspired to sort of go my own way, follow my own passion, which happened to lie in hypnotherapy and really understanding the unconscious mind and how we're able to leverage that in order to help people and to help folks. And so I did some studying with individuals who were connected with Gary or appeared in some of his documentaries, and they're based in New York City. And things went very well. One thing led to another, and I started to branch out, and I went, you know, full-time. So I had a practice there in New York City, and I decided to make the move out to Los Angeles, and that's where I am today. But so that's my sort of very brief overview and introduction to things. So, yeah.
Good, good. For our listeners that may not know who Gary Null is, because we have a few, we're getting tons and tons of new people constantly. My name is Bobby Elias, and I am talking to Jeremy Stillman, who worked at Gary Null's office in New York City at not only Gary Null and Associates, but, and by the way, in the same city as Progressive Radio Network, of which we're speaking now. So many, many new young people, many people that are doing lots of social media are continually coming on to the station. We've had people that have followed Gary Null for well over 30 years, because Gary's been on radio, different stations, progressive-wise, for a long time. And for those who don't know, Gary has got well over 100 books. He's won more awards than anyone for his feature films, his documentaries, and gone up for many and won all these, at most of all, independent film festivals. And Gary is a great speaker, and he owns a station. We've had it for 12 years. He's based in New York, but goes to Texas and Florida quite a bit. Some work he does there. He comes out to Los Angeles every 1-2 years normally. Gary is just wonderful, and we just can't thank him enough for all the work he's done and sticking his neck out and exposing the corruption that we have in this country. But Jeremy, tell us a little more about Gary and about the whole office and how it looks and what's going on in New York. And what, when you were there a few months ago. Just give us our listeners a little more insight on Gary Null and his office and work.
Sure. Well, I think what, you know, really defined the office, at least, you know, when I was there, I believe in recent months they actually changed locations, but we were located on the Upper West Side of Manhattan in a really beautiful old theater. The structure is about 100 years old, so it was a very unique space. And we undertook, I think, very unique sort of line of work there. So it was really sort of a nerve center with Gary at the helm of different, you know, a huge amount of information exchange, academics, people coming in and out who, you know, were very much passionate about health and healing in one form or another. And, you know, Gary has this special quality of really drawing in some really, you know, remarkable people, remarkable academics, healers, people who are very much experienced, but not necessarily what we consider, you know, part of the mainstream, but still also at the top of their game. So it's an exciting place to be. And, you know, it was every day brought new challenges, but also, you know, a lot of fun. So that was sort of the work environment, a very fast-paced environment. I mean, to begin with, you're in New York City where you really can't get any more frenetic of a pace. Yes. But it was, you know, very, very fast-paced, fun, a lot of information exchange, and really, really a dynamic atmosphere is what I could say.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, Jeremy, I work with you for most of those 4 years, because I'm a distributor for Gary's products. I'm here in Los Angeles, and you're in the outside of Los Angeles. I think you're in Redondo Beach, right?
I'm in Redondo Beach, yep. Mm-hmm.
Correct, correct. And you have an office there now. You're a certified hypnotist. You're a life coach for those that are coming in on the radio station. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world and healthy aging. And we're talking about his time at Gary Null, and we're going to talk about hypnosis and life coaching also. But let me just say this about my experience with Jeremy, our guest, has been wonderful. He is just such a mild-mannered, as you can hear in his voice. He talks in a real calm, wonderful intellectual way. And that's what I admire you about, Jeremy. And to work with you in sales, I never had a problem with you. We got our work done quickly. If it was a minor problem, I would tell you, and it was fixed right away. And Jeremy, talk to me about, I know that you were the new person handling the sales now is Sandy. She is a nutritionist. Gary has, I think, 5 or 6 nutritionists. Some of them work out of his vitamin store, and some do other things. And she works right there in the office doing sales. And tell us about some experiences with the products, with sales of the products.
Sure. I mean, you know, what's, you know, unique about Gary, he's really stood out in the last 30, 40 years as one of the foremost voices in health and healing and nutrition. So when people are looking to, you know, get information on what sort of diet they can be consuming to improve, you know, one aspect of their health or overall health, you know, he has established himself as a big authority. So he's always, you know, up to date on the latest research and using this research to incorporate new ingredients or new, you know, product ideas or create new product ideas that he can distribute. So he's got a line of really great nutraceutical powders. Those are, you know, his best sellers, like red stuff, green stuff, which are, you know, hugely popular. And then he has, you know, a line of also other unique products that people really, you know, that they love, they absolutely love. So, I mean, it was interesting for me doing a lot of work on the wholesale side of things to just see how, you know, I dealt with health food stores in Salt Lake City and Florida, and a lot of them were in the tri-state area around New York City. And a lot of them were also based out here in Los Angeles. But it was nice and refreshing to be able to connect with folks from all over, you know, all over the country, and in some cases all over the world. We did sell product and to distributors in Denmark, for instance, and had other projects internationally going on. But it was nice to just be able to connect with these folks who you know, understood that connection between health and mind, body, and spirit. And so it was you know, a lot of good work that we all got done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. It's next real soon we're going to have Sandy on the show, and with her I would like to talk to her about the products. Every day, by the way, Jason, you might remember I always ordered the green stuff, Gary's new and improved green stuff, and I ordered the red stuff, and I ordered the cruciferous. Now, let me give at times I would order fiber and vitamin C because those are also essential. Let me give you our listeners a quick rundown of those three products, and then I want your take on them, and then we're going to move on to the subject of your work now. And let's make this brief because our time is flying quickly. Green stuff is, to me, all the best vegetables, the best white wheatgrass, things from the ocean like chlorella and spirulina. And red stuff is the berries, all the reds of all kinds, the cherries, the blackberries, anything with berry in it, and also other red things from around the world. And the cruciferous is that we've been around three years or so, and this is really outstanding of all the, if you could get into that, explain what that is a little more than I can explain. And I know there's 15 different things such as mustard seed and horseradish, all kinds of great stuff. Your quick take on those three products for our listeners.
Sure. I mean, you know, everyone seemed to find their own, you know, combination of Gary's products that worked for them. There were, you know, many people who did choose to order all of these powders, all of these compounding powders, and incorporate it into their daily regimen. And sometimes it was, you know, starting with a shake, you know, containing all the powders and, you know, a protein powder as well. And, you know, that's what worked for them when they got up in the morning. Other people would, you know, gravitate towards, you know, different combinations. But really, what, you know, you're getting is a concentrated amount, very rich in nutrients, very rich in antioxidants, and, you know, detoxifying agents, in a very special and particular combination for each of these powders. Cruciferous stuff was quite popular when it came out, just to point out, because, you know, cruciferous vegetables were really seeing that they contain a great deal of anti-cancer compounds, and a lot of people who are focusing on prevention when it comes to cancer would, you know, like to take, you know, that the like to have a diet, you know, high in cruciferous vegetables. So, you know, unique products, ones you don't really see out there too much. But it was great that, you know, we were able to offer those things.
That's great. Real good. All right. For our listeners, this is Jeremy Stillman. I'm speaking to he's a certified hypnotist and a life coach that worked at Gary Null's office for 4 years. He's now in the greater Los Angeles area in Redondo Beach. Worked for 4 years in Gary Null's office, and lots of information on the health products. And so, such a young man. I know you were only 29. You're very mature for your age, Jeremy.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, and let's speak about, for those that don't know much about hypnosis, and then we're going to get into life coaching, let's take a couple minutes on hypnosis. What is it, and what do you do with it as a certified hypnotist?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hypnosis is one of these things that, you know, we have this, a lot of misconceptions around. We have this idea of what they show us on television and in the movies of, you know, people clucking like chickens or, you know, entering states of trance in which they're completely powerless to the dictates of the hypnotist. But that's really couldn't be more inaccurate, because the fact of the matter is hypnosis, when we're talking about it, we're really talking about different states of trance and altered states of consciousness. And trance is a very, very natural and normal part of everyday life for every single human. So when we are just waking up in the morning, we're usually in a deeper state of trance, same as when we're falling asleep at night. And we can measure this through brainwave states. So if I did hook a person up to, you know, a monitor, you'd be able to see very easily that when they're falling asleep, they're probably in a delta brainwave state, which is a bit of a deeper state than, say, beta state, which is when we're, you know, out and about getting things done, problem solving, using our minds, you know, using our, you know, conscious minds in a focused way to figure things out. That's a beta state. Next level down would be, you know, alpha and theta, and we go on from there. But it's all to say that hypnosis and trance states are very much part of daily life for all of us. And what we do as hypnotherapists is we utilize different states of trance to help people get in touch with unhealthy, unconscious patterns. So when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about the unconscious mind, which neuroscience tells us can be anywhere between, let's say, 90 and 99.99% of who we are, our behaviors, our patterns. All these programs are going on at an unconscious level. And it's a good thing in a lot of ways, simply because, you know, you don't have to think about, you know, brushing your teeth. You just do it. It's such an unconscious motion, you know, at this point, I think at least for most of us. and for driving home, you know, you don't have to think about when you're in your car, you know, getting back to your home. It just happens. And sometimes, you know, it's very common to say, you know, where was I the last 10 minutes on the freeway or the highway? Because it just is that your unconscious mind engages. And it sort of does the work for us. So it's a very good thing. The trouble comes in when we actually have an unhealthy belief or unsupportive program going on at an unconscious level. Like that, let's say I have, you know, at some level the belief that cigarettes equal comfort and equal peace. You know, that's the sort of thing that through hypnosis we're able to take a deeper look at and able to sort of undo, unhinge, and loosen the grip of an unhealthy, unconscious belief that's going on. And there's many ways we do that, but the simple combination of helping a person, you know, enter a state of progressive relaxation and actually raising their awareness. Hypnosis is a state of actually heightened awareness, not sleep, like a lot of people might think. But when we are able to help a person enter that state, that's when we can access that 99% of the mind, the unconscious mind, a lot more easily, and we can create very positive outcomes.
Oh, that's outstanding. Yeah, and, you know, at the in a few minutes when you give your contact information, Jeremy, I'm going to ask you a question. If somebody from New York, we have a lot of listeners in New York, as you know, wants to get some work over the phone, can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've worked with a number of clients in actually, you know, all over the country, all over the world, over Skype, as well as over the phone. So, yeah, those options exist. Fortunately, you know, today things can go very easily. We're able to, you know, I'm able to meet with people all the time over the phone and over Skype, yes.
I would assure you that you would, and I just wanted, we do have a lot of new listeners and people that don't know much about your work, but you've explained it so well, and I want to encourage them to call you when you give your contact information in a few minutes. We're gearing up for the end of the show, but a life coach is someone that people go to and talk about their life. Pretty simple, but I'd like you to expound on that for a couple minutes, please.
Sure. You know, I like to say that my brand of life coaching very much overlaps with the work I do in hypnotherapy. And the reason is that, you know, whenever someone, or in the majority of the cases when a person comes to me for life coaching, it's that they have certain issues that keep maybe repeating in their life. They're not having success with, be it relationships, be it finances, or another area. And they keep sort of getting stuck in this rut. Maybe they're not motivated. Maybe they just procrastinate and they can't seem to find a way around it. And they know they're suffering as a result, but the change just isn't coming to them. And whenever we're dealing with that, we're also talking about, most of the time, something that's unconscious, something that's, in the subconscious mind that, is maybe stuck, is not the healthiest sort of belief. And there are many techniques that don't involve the progressive relaxation of hypnosis that I use to help a person undo that stress and anxiety that generally will trigger them to procrastinate or to, you know, express that undue amount of anger or emotion or not being motivated or, you know, distract themselves with some unsupportive activity. So a lot of what I do is equipping people with the tools needed to overcome the anxiety and stress that almost always are the reason, you know, they have that negative cascade of thoughts and anxiety and they end up in a place that's really not so healthy, not so productive, and not where they want to be. So it's more than just, I mean, getting from point A to point B. When we have this goal, there's often challenges and unconscious things going on that through, you know, my various tools and techniques, we're able to target and change in a beneficial, positive way.
That's outstanding. And I really encourage our listeners to give Jeremy a call. There's a lot of great work that he does, and he helps a lot of people. If you have any of the problems that he mentioned or if you have any questions, Jeremy, could you give your contact information clearly and slowly, please?
Yeah, without a doubt. So my website would probably be the best resource, and it's just jeremystillman.com. So that's J-E-R-E-M-Y, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, I-L-L-M-A-N, .com, and all the information would be there. My phone number for anyone who's interested in a consultation is 631-579-9575. So that would be the best way to reach me.
Great, excellent. Excellent. And I encourage people to do that because, and I do want to have you on the show again at more length so we can talk about what you do and encourage people to call you. I think, I know back 20 years ago when I was extremely stressed out from a lot of work, I looked for the best hypnotist in my area, found him, paid him a high fee because I was making a lot of money at the time, and I got help immensely. He gave me a little tape of it, and I listened to it and every day and every night, and it just helped me immensely. I mean, but there's so many issues that can be helped through hypnotherapy, right? Just Jeremy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if it's emotional in nature, we're usually dealing with something that's, you know, part of the unconscious mind. So, it can be addressed effectively through hypnosis. So,
all right. If you have time at the show, I'm going to repeat your contact information for our listeners. But Jeremy, thank you. You've been outstanding. I will be talking again very soon.
Wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Okay, that was wonderful. Now, at the end of the show, in about 20 to 22 minutes, I'm going to give some talk about health and healing and talk about some of the products that you can use, some advice on things, and give you some ideas of some of the things we're going to be doing on this show in the next few weeks. Announcement, Dr. Joyce Johnson, one of the premier nutritionists in the world, a famous doctor that speaks all over the world, will be on our show possibly this coming week, but more likely 2 weeks from today. Today, August 1st, she'll be on August the 15th, if all goes well. And we're going to talk about a lot of things, especially living longer through the art of telomeres. Telomeres is a kind of a new thing a lot of people don't know much about. We're going to expound on that and talk about aging, about health in general, and a lot of things. She is wonderful. I can't wait to interview her. All right, let's get to our next guest. His name is Mike Petrocelli, certified national trainer in water and ionized. He's a teacher. He's been doing it 9 years. He's the first ionized person in the United States as an instructor, I believe. You can correct me if I'm wrong on any of this or didn't say it the right way, Mike. Mike, thank you for coming to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm always doing great. Thank you, and I'm glad to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Can you first tell our listeners about your work and just a little bit about you, and then we're going to get into a lot of people ask me about alkaline water, so that'll be the first value. But first, here we want to hear about you, your background, and how you got into this.
Sure. Actually, you know, my background has been basically in business over the years. You know, I was a real estate investor for quite a few years, and I still am part-time, but just about 9 years ago, you know, a friend of mine actually just called me up, and he just said, you know, I just saw this incredible presentation on water, and I would really love for you to see it. And, you know, the first thing I thought was, you know, I'm good with water. You know, water's all the same. You know, I drink some bottled water that I buy from a local place where a lot of us shop, and I get water from my fridge. So I thought, for one, I was good with water. Two, I didn't drink a whole lot of it. But I also didn't have a real good understanding in really how important it was. You know, everybody knows water is the essence of life, and you know, you need it to survive. But I really didn't understand how much I needed it until I decided to take the time to learn about it. So about 9 years ago, I did. And it just really changed my body physically. I just had no idea how good my body was really designed to feel until I started feeling better. And I thought I was pretty healthy, you know, athletic and, you know, look good, feel good, in pretty decent shape. But after drinking the right kind of water, it really changed things for me, Bob.
You know, you travel a lot. You're a certified national trainer. You've trained people. You've spoken on radio and to audiences. And this is what I like about you, Mike. You and I have worked together in the past and done extremely well with a number of things, including alkaline water, but more so other products also. And it's always been a pleasure to work with you. That's why I invited you to the show, because I knew you could help our people. So let's talk about alkaline water now. What are the good, the bad, the myths? What are people, a lot of people are interested in it because there's so much information out there, some this way and some that way. Your information on alkaline water, please.
Well, most of the time when people talk to me about, you know, myths, perhaps, of alkaline water, or they will, you know, show me some of, you know, some information on, you know, why alkaline water isn't maybe something you want to drink, it always turns into an advertisement. I've always seen, like, at the end, you know, don't drink alkaline water, but drink what we're selling. So what I did over the years was I had to weed through these things, and I kind of made it a mission to find out, you know, basically, what are the properties from this water? How do these machines actually that produce this type of water, you know, how do they work? Which ones work better and why? And, you know, alkaline water is kind of a big thing now. You walk into supermarkets and health food stores, and you can actually, you know, buy the water fresh in some cases, or you can buy it bottled. I don't know if I'm really a fan of, you know, bottled alkaline water, because there's never been any real proof that that type of water is doing you a whole lot of good. Do I think it's better than regular water? Absolutely. Do I think it's better than a normal bottled or tap water? Absolutely. But there's something that is a few steps above that, and that is something that comes, you know, from an ionizer that you actually, years ago, it was hooked up to my faucet at home. And it produced what I was told, you know, was alkaline water and antioxidants and had a couple of other properties. But, you know, nowadays we're learning about what it really, really is out there. And it has to do with what we'll talk about in a little bit, and that's hydrogen. But I do believe myself, and I'm not a doctor, but I do believe, because of what I've witnessed in my own body and with others, that alkaline really did work for me versus what I was consuming before. I really believe that it helped me to get my body back in balance somewhat, and I believe that, you know, consuming alkaline water did have something to do with, you know, flushing acidity and toxins out of my body. So I am much more of a fan of alkaline water than I am, like, acidic bottled waters. And most of us, we really don't even know, Bob, unless we have, you know, digital pH meters or some type of testing kits to really test water and see if, you know, bottled water A, B, and C are actually on the acidic side, the and the oxidizing side of the scale versus the antioxidant side as well as the alkaline side. And obviously the alkaline side is the healthy side, and the acidic side is where the sickness side is, Bob.
Right, right. Well, that's great. We talked earlier, you and I did, about hydrogen and the importance of it and what it is. For our listeners that don't know much about it, first tell us a little bit about the basic of it and then more in depth.
Well, I actually didn't know a whole lot about it to begin with, because it wasn't really something that was, you know, let's say a focal point in the industry. It was very hard to prove, unless you had, you know, very expensive technology to prove that hydrogen gas did actually exist in water, and it wasn't easy for the average person like you and I to measure it. Now it's a different story. But let's basically start from the beginning with water before we get to the process, and that is you have to clean it up. Because, you know, when we turn on our faucets at home, we think that there's going to be some, you know, type of miracle filter on, you know, the city that is going to take out all of the contaminants from our waters, and it doesn't. You know, they do a great job, you know, cleaning up our water before it gets to us. But for the most part, all over the country, you know, we have issues with arsenic. We have issues with chromium 6. Remember hexavalent chromium from the Aaron Brockovich days? That is rampant. Yep, it's rampant in our water supplies. There's also, you know, pharmaceutical drugs, steroids, hormones, all different types of bacteria and poisons that are in our water. So there's much more than that. But for the sake of time today, we just have to have, you know, an understanding that some of these products out there will do a great job of cleaning up the water before the actual process, and some don't. Some are extremely, extremely basic. But
you and I, go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, finish it.
No, I was going to say, once you actually take your tap water and you clean it, then it's drinkable. But if you really want to create, you know, the next level in hydration and in rejuvenation, then hydrogen is going to be the key, because hydrogen, out of all the properties of, you know, different types of water, people have referred to water as alkaline, microclustering, antioxidant, and, you know, hydrogen infused. The only one of all of these that is really actually proven is hydrogen for therapeutic reasons and therapeutic values. So in the United States, not in Japan or South Korea where most of these products are produced, believe me, they have thousands upon thousands of studies. But in the United States since 2007, they have well over 400 or 500 studies that will say, and of course they have to word it correctly, they will say things like, it appears that there is a significant improvement in over 150 human disease models, including serious things like cancer. And it's linked directly to hydrogen-infused water.
That's outstanding. Well, you're really into all this, and I love it. Quick comment about things that you mentioned about, we were talking about water in plastic bottles, and you, my experience, and on this show, we talked about the ugliness and the plastic of containers, the BPA they have in them, and you hit right on the nose. We do not want our water in plastic of any kind. I know people that buy plastic bottle waters, put them in the trunk of their car on a hot day, and leave it there for hours, sometimes a day. The plastic melts into the water, and that's really bad. Your take on that?
Well, it is, because what it's doing when it's, you know, that plastic is heating up is it's taking the toxins from the plastic, and that's what's leaching into the water. So when I did research years ago, you know, on all different aspects of plastics, you know, we'll probably leave the garbage patch and the vortex out of this conversation today, but that is something that is really damaging the planet and our marine life, et cetera. But when it comes to plastic bottles and water, specifically in plastic bottles, there are billions and billions of them produced on the planet pretty much every day because we consume so much of it. Now, the average bottle of water, through my research over the past 9 years now, the average bottle will make 5 stops in its lifetime. And the temperatures will be anywhere from below freezing to over 156 degrees. And that heat is the bad part of it. Sometimes when they freeze or they get cold, you know, the bottles can crack and things can leach too. But they are so thin nowadays. You know, we used to have thicker bottles, and believe it or not, the thicker bottles were better because they had, you know, little coatings and liners on the inside. But nowadays, if you grab a bottle versus something 5 years ago, the caps are much smaller, which I like. That's a great idea. The water in the thinner bottles is definitely going to absorb much more toxins.
Absolutely. Yep. In fact, I've seen some bottles, Mike, with say BPA-free. And they're starting to come out with that. And also glass. What do you think? I mean, that seems to be the thing of the future. Keep our water in glass. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, glass is definitely the best. It's, you know, it's also something you want to be careful, make sure that you don't drop. So a lot of times they are encased in some type of, you know, a foam or a neoprene or a rubber on the outside. Some do have like a, you know, hard, like a mesh or webbed plastic, which is a good idea. And, you know, they're not expensive. I saw some in stores the other day at, like, you know, the homes type of stores, and you can buy a really great bottle that'll probably last you a long, long time that is non-porous, nothing will leach, and they're like $8. You know, so you can set the whole family up, you know, with bottles to use time after time, and they're very simple to clean. You just put a little bit of vinegar inside, shake them around, or wash them, or bottle brush them out, and they're good to go. Also a fan of the BPA free, and that's, you know, there's bisphenol, which is you know, a chemical that has been linked to cancer and other nasty things. So if you do buy plastic, buy BPA free, and I also like stainless steel. It's I found it to be a little bit tougher, you know, stainless steel. If you drop them, they're not going to crack. So I'm a fan of that as well.
I've talked about that, Mike, because I take my juices every day. In fact, at the end of the show, I'm going to talk about juices and a little more on the Mediterranean diet and how we can eat, but very, very briefly at the end of the show. But each week on this show, we're going to have a few minutes on health and healing and or news clips like I did earlier today. But, Mike, I'm by the way, listeners, I'm speaking to Mike Petrocelli. He's a real avid certified trainer on water, ionized water. We spoke earlier about hydrogen and about alkaline waters, and there's a lot to be heard from, and Mike's going to give his contact information. I encourage people to call Mike or check out his website, check out his information. Mike is one of the experts in his country on the above things that we've talked about, hydrogen water, alkaline water, and just water in general. He's a trainer, and he's ionized water especially, yes. Yeah, Mike, you and I worked in Newport Beach. I remember you'd come from Palm Desert way out there near Palm Springs, and I would come from Los Angeles. We met there with a few other top-notch health people. to talk about health and products and our ideas on healing the planet, teaching people, helping people to get better, not only with water, but with health products. And that's what I'm really into, is health products. But, okay, we've got about 2 minutes or so, 2 minutes of, I want to give you some time to just go ahead and say whatever you want to our listeners. And then after that, you can give your contact information. Any other last-minute thoughts?
Well, I think it's great that you do what you do, you know, because nowadays we need all the help we can get. You know, we don't get help from processed foods in, you know, supermarkets. There's chemical companies out there that we have to fight against. And, you know, it's a battle. It's a constant battle every single day to be aware of what you're putting in your body, because that's going to determine how healthy you are. So I think it's great that you do what you do and keep your finger on the pulse of these things for people as well. And I eat a healthy lifestyle. You know, I like to exercise. I like to eat good foods. I do believe that water is the base, no doubt about it. Everything takes place in water in our bodies. You know, we all have heard we're 60-70% water, our brains and our blood and our liver and kidneys and all our organs are so much water. So for me, it's critical to start with that as the foundation and make sure that if this is what makes me up, then I want to be putting the best water in my body, because that's my body's composition. So thanks for doing what you do. Greatly appreciate it, Bob.
Well, thank you. And this is I want to continue to talk with you, because you do so many wonderful things with so many people. You've got so much knowledge. I know you've been on radio. You've spoken out at large locations, and you've been excellent on this show today. And I want our listeners to contact you and ask you more questions about water. And a lot of people want to know, where can they get good water? And I know you've got the answers to that. So please give us,
sure,
slowly and clearly, your contact information.
Okay. Well, this is what I do for people. I will offer up my phone number, but I do this with a very specific guideline that if somebody has questions for me, that I give them a specific amount of time, unless they have some very serious, you know, health issues, you know, if we can do 10 questions, if you'll be kind enough to have your questions together ahead of time, then you can reach me by email, which would be great, or you can reach me by phone. So my email address first is Mike, my first name, M-I-K-E, at desertwaterstore.com. And that's desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, waterstore.com. So that's the best way. My phone number, 760-567-8000. 760-567-8000. Like I said, I prefer Mike at Desert Water Store. But if you just want to do some education on your own, there is a really great site to go to learn about, you know, hydrogen gas and how it is beneficial to us. And it's an amazing site. And it's not my site or anything like that. It's not linked to any products or anything like that, but it's called the Molecular Hydrogen Institute. And the website is very simply molecularhydrogeninstitute.com. And that is a tremendous education site. And the product that I use at home myself, they have a website for that product also. I don't work for corporate for this company. I just use their product, and I believe in it. And if people ask me for something specific, I will point them in that direction. And that would be for smarthydrogenwater.com, smarthydrogenwater.com. And those are two great sites to learn from.
You know, that's real commendable of you to tell people to call certain places. You're educating people. You're not just telling them to call you or check your website. You're telling them about other information where they can find out about water. I love that, Mike. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show, and you've been great as usual. And let's connect and talk again real soon. And I really enjoyed everything you said to say. I know you had a lot to say, and maybe we could talk at more length another time. Thank you.
Great. Fantastic. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's certainly an honor to be here today. Thanks, Bob.
Great. All right. What a great show today. Two great speakers and very articulate, lots of information. And I just really, really amazed, and I'm really happy to have this show. And by the way, PRN is back in a more normal state for the last five months more or less. We were in major problems because of some people that didn't like all the truth that we were saying on this station, And this is the best station in the world, by the way. And most of our information online is number one in the world. Lots of information, written information, stories, studies, great films that you can see free, YouTube, Facebook. This Progressive Radio Network, check it out. Check out PRN, stands for Progressive Radio Network. That's PRN.FM. Also check out GaryNull.com. Gary, G-A-R-Y, and Null is N with an Nancy, N is a Nancy, U-L-L.com. All right, next week, 2 weeks from now, it might even be next week, but I think it's going to be 2 weeks from now, which is August the 15th on a Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time is our show. We'll have on Dr. Joyce Johnson, who I mentioned to you, is one of the premier speakers in the world, about health, about aging, about telomeres, longevity, cancer, and just her just common sense talks are just so wonderful about holistic health and how we things we can eat and not eat and how to avoid and how to keep from getting diseases. She's got books. I'm really excited to have her on the show. I know you're going to love her. I guarantee you that. So make sure you listen to that show. We're going to really pump it up on the promotions for the next 2 weeks. You know, by the way, between shows, this station has promos. Each person gets 30 to 45 seconds to tout their work, their shows, and encourage you to listen to their shows. And we've got some great shows on this station. Encouragement on juicing, on the Mediterranean diet, on the products that we have for Gary Null. You want to avoid disease. You want to stay young. You want to stay healthy. You want to walk, swim, yoga, exercise. You want to keep your mind positive. You want to have greens every day. Lots of vegetables, lots of juices, lots of organic foods, beans, the great beans that you can have, and all these products. Like today we talked earlier about green products, about red products, about cruciferous. We're going to get at length on those. I'll be interviewing more people from Gary Null's office in the next few weeks, so stay tuned to this show, this station, for the best information. On the archives, some of our shows don't give descriptions, but we've had some great shows recently, and we did a lot of rebroadcasts recently because the station was having some problems and having been hacked. And we're just too good for the corporations and the big boys that don't like us because we tell the truth on this station. In the future, I'll be having shows on reflexology, on yoga, on acupuncture, and other main healing things, on stem cells, and all the machinery, the laser equipment, that's used more and more and more to help you avoid diseases, to get oxygen in your system, to get healthier, and to feel better, sleep better, eat better, live longer. This is what this show is all about. We're doing that more than we are. The other topic is creating a better world, such we talk about GMOs, genetically engineered foods. We talk about EMFs and the cell phone radiation, cell phone towers, electromagnetic fields, it's called. And we talk about a lot of things, but let me begin to finish the show. One more thing about Denmark. He mentioned Denmark. He's going to work in Denmark. Denmark, that whole area, they do not, that whole area, there's about 6, 7, 8 states out there, up north, north of Europe, Denmark, Finland, Holland, and those state countries. They do not allow GMOs in their countries. They only allow Coca-Cola in there. These are my kind of people. We're going to have to interview some of them, too, talk about that. All right, let me remind you to stay in touch with the show. We're going to have more shows on information on health, about healing, and I'm going to have Dr. Johnson on August the 15th. Also, I want to thank all of our staff that's been put this show together. The two guests that we had today, Jeremy Stillman, the colon hydrotherapist, hypnotist, and he's also a life coach, certified hypnotist. We also had on Mike Petrocelli, who is a expert on water, hydrogen water, alkaline water, ionized water. And I want to thank them, the two of them. I want to thank Jason, our director of New York of Progressive Radio Network, our engineer today. I want to thank our producer in New York, in Los Angeles, Jimmy D, our co-producer, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank you, the listeners, for coming in. And we're finishing off this show, and we're going to wish and hope that you continue to listen to this show. A lot of great information, a lot of great speakers. Don't forget, 2 weeks from now, August 15th, Dr. Joyce Johnson. Don't miss that show. Thank you.